Here we go!
Hi, welcome to Podcast Very Important, the only podcast you should be listening to.
I am.
I know. Each week we count down the top 10 number one most important things that you need to know. My name's Connor Diddly Dots Doyle, and to help me count down your top 10 number ones this week are my co-host Shane Cooley.
Is that Alicia Monkeys on the track? Just
still trying to figure out who that monkey DJ
is
on that
tune. Let me tell you, reading the liner notes.
Actually
Interesting.
Weird.
Was that a song that you were going to play?
I don't know what that was. That was weird. Jack?
Okay. Hey, I
was listening to the classic Pope Francis speeches in reverse, and the monkeys are in there, dude.
I'm Jack Piss.
Jason Crevier?
I like...
Oh, okay. The monkeys.
For monkey I realized
pretty good. Everyone knows I'm the biggest fan of this bit that Shane does. I think it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best. So I was like, how can we top this? Like, what if I just layered them all together? So I put like 10 episodes worth of Shane's bit in there. Playing it back, I realized it sounded a little bit like it sounded flat without our reactions. So here it is with all of our reactions layered.
Oh, okay, good.
Classic Pope Francis. What's going on with that speeches in reverse, and the monkeys are in there, dude.
And we Hi. Have and we Jack have Piss. Jack Piss. Oh, is he done?
Somebody got to stop this.
Yeah. Honestly, not too different from what my, you know, my internal monologue sounds like day to day. That's kind of
What is going on? There was a rule about no throwbacks, and that was just all throwbacks, no filler.
I was making up for lost time. That's right, listeners. This episode's all throwbacks, no filler. Going over to Shane now. Shane?
Yeah, no, I'm just like watching the clock here, trying to see if we discount my monkey jokes, as you put it, when does the first joke actually happen? Because if it's not me sort of initiating us having a fun time with jokes, if it's us just reading through a list of, oh, hello, this is my name, and it's this week.
Listen, in my opinion, the first joke happens at the review. Everything leading up to that is just important information.
Yeah. True. Okay. You guys can start whatever you like, whenever.
Yeah, no, I guess that's not the issue. Like for me, where I was envisioning it would be like after the other guys introduce themselves as well, so they could contribute on the joke, and people would know what their voices are and who they are. And so, if it were discounting the, let's say, maybe we'll average 2-3 minutes per us talking about your joke or the length of the joke. Okay. If we were to get rid of that, I'd say we'd get to first joke and everybody introducing themselves in less than 30 seconds.
I don't know about that. We've got theme song. We've got preamble. There's a lot going on.
I think I know how to sort this out. I think I know how to make this work. And this is a bit of a callback. Speaking of all callback, no filler. I think last time we got into a rut like this, where we were bickering over the logistics of the episode in the episode, we just ended up doing a series of 3 episodes where each of us hosted. Remember that?
Yeah. Should we do that?
It could be good. I don't know. We there should be a consensus, I think.
I mean, I don't have all day.
I'm down. I'd like to do that. That'd be good. Right?
Jason, conspicuously quiet.
No.
Damn it.
Who wants to take over?
Shoddy not, just because I'm truly, truly stupid.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that. Do we have a consensus on that Jack's truly stupid?
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. Okay, look, I can start us out. Here, we'll do the episode in chunks. How about that? Is that crazy?
I think that's a good idea.
Like, okay. like stewing beef, eh?
We have a consensus. The episode will be in chunks like stewing beef.
I'm really trying to think of jokes for this episode. It's not going well. Okay, no more beef jokes.
I'll start it out. Okay, boom, we're out of the theme song. Wow, a bunch of monkeys in that one, eh?
Thanks, Tiff. Could have cut in a little bit closer.
Oh, hey, everybody. Tons of monkeys in that one, eh? It's a podcast. Very important. It's me, Shane. We got Connor. There's Jack over there. We got Jason down there. What do you guys... you know what? Let's talk about the top 10 number ones, but with a theme this week. It's been a long time since we've done that. And our theme this week is... Say it with me. Monkeys.
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 What do you guys think?
I think we should bin them. Get rid of them. Throw them in the bin.
Why?
Number nine. I don't like them.
I think it's sad to know that animal testing isn't just like putting, like giving them a makeover and letting them try bath salts and stuff, like giving them a nice bath. It's wow, just
what
so
else
much
do
work.
Give them hamburgers and stuff?
Like, it's basically they give a monkey a makeover like a monkey was giving a makeover. Yeah. So they're putting shampoo in your eyes. They're force feeding you lipstick. They're sticking like... blush in your eyes. There's things like that.
Just for the record, nobody's ever force feeding me lipstick. I'm eating that no problem. You say I'm allowed. That tube's going down. Gom nom nom nom. Always wanted to.
This got
to.
Me thinking. We should start a new game show. Right, flip the script. Get the monkeys to do the makeovers on people. Call Monkey Makeover, and it's like a survival game show.
It's a survival game show. People are dying.
Yeah, well, because the monkeys are going to fuck you up. Well, they're not going to do a good job and you look pretty after.
Okay, so we're flipping it. So instead of humans testing on monkeys for their corporation cosmetics and stuff, now we have monkeys with corporations that are testing their makeup. Do monkeys run the society in this situation?
I don't think we need to go that deep. They're just going to give you a makeover. There's a bunch of makeup.
Yeah. Whoa, who invited Tim Burton?
10 monkeys, table full of makeup, go.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, It does make me think of that woman who was mauled to death by her like cheeseburger and cigarette addicted chimp.
Yeah,
which concerns me.
Yeah, it's gonna be just
like that. She was so rude to that chimp.
And then the last one standing wins.
Have you heard the 911 call?
Yeah,
from that. Someone's gotta come over here and shoot him. You gotta shoot him. It's like, don't fucking tell the cops how to do their job, miss.
They
like,
know they gotta shoot him.
Like, they know they're... You don't think that they're just champing at the bit to absolutely execute a raging chimpanzee? Like,
the problem isn't whether or not they'll shoot something.
Yeah.
This is what they trained for.
Yeah, man.
Well, we have them... We test the bullets on monkeys as well.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're not allowed to do that anymore.
You test the bullets on made up monkeys. There are these monkeys with blown out hair, beautiful blush,
gorgeous,
and then they get their brains blown out by the gun testers.
They don't do that anymore. They don't use monkeys anymore. They've turned a new leaf.
Oh, never mind.
Now that was my first summer job, was wearing a chimpanzee mask and a bulletproof vest.
Well, it's all calibrated for monkeys, right?
Yeah. So yeah. I would just kind of
tramp
around.
They do have to dress you as a monkey.
Yeah. I'd be throwing bananas and they'd be shooting me in the chest.
My episode's done. Who's next?
Your episode's done. Wow.
Well, what? We have to get through four. There's four parts to it, right?
Okay. Things I liked about Chains. It was fast. Yeah. Great intro.
Okay. We liked that it was fast. Okay. That's good. Okay. Fast and good intro.
The monkey stuff?
I liked that it was fast. I liked the theme he introduced. That was fun.
Noted. All right. Cool. Good.
Do we have... What do we not like about Chains?
Okay. Let's relax on this portion of the segment.
We have to do this, Shane. Roses and Thorns and Cranston Guildenskean.
We didn't get into any like classic Shane territory. No classic Shane business got brought up.
Yeah, that was kind of good, I guess. Yeah, right?
Oh, no, that's what I didn't like about it.
I guess, Shane, that was really good.
Oh.
What are my classic things?
Well, going too long.
Using the word angular.
I don't know if I'm the culprit of that. I definitely say
no. I think you tell long winding stories that end up in like an abrupt sort of cul-de-sac, and you go, "This is what I took the bus for."
I don't think I'm the one who does that. Let's pull up the transcript.
I think that's only you.
Okay.
I think, yeah, you're the only one on the podcast who does that.
I think I ripped that off of both you guys.
Okay, well, why don't you go then, Jack?
Host? Podcast. Very important. Tell us what we need to know. Podcast. Very important. Welcome back, motherfuckers. This podcast is very important. We got four of us here today. I'm Jack Piss. We also got Shane. We got Connor. We got Jason. All right, now it's time for your top 10 number ones. On at number 10, we had...
Are monkeys on that song?
Were there monkeys on that song?
Monkeys.
At number 9. Sorry, can we go to the Tiff?
Monkeys?
Can we really? Tiff, can we get the poop poop? The beep beep. Tiff, can we get the honk honk?
Tiff.
No. Tiff, you're dragging me down here. Tiff, you're fucking me. You're fucking me, Tiff. Give me the honk honk. Okay. You think I'm scared of being shot at? Thank you, darling. That's coming in a top 10, top one of the countdown. We had, hello?
Hmm.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, say it.
What?
Say what do you it,
want? What, we had...
Tiff's shrugging. Big silhouetted shrug from the booth. I mean, I don't know.
This is a problem. We didn't actually go through the top 10s. I don't have anything prepared for this. Usually Connor reads these.
Yeah, you thought you could...
Oh, you think we could just skip the episode where we write all of them?
We just, yeah, that's not how this works.
Fuck. Okay, my episode's over. We did it.
Okay.
Fastest one yet, you got to admit.
I mean, okay, it definitely was fast. Yeah, it was thankfully short.
Okay, but I've also got, now I'm holding the world record for fastest PVI speedrun, episode speedrun, no glitch.
I know, I think you glitched. You glitched through the portion where we would do anything.
The system caught on fire.
I got the world record, no.
Steam came out of your ears. All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back with more podcasts very important after this.
Podcast. Where's the podcast?
Podcast very important.
Podcast very important. Welcome back. We're counting down the top 10 number one things that you need to know. But before we get back to that, we're going to go around and see what we did over the break. So that's how I do the coming back from the break. Do we want to hear the other boys do that?
Yeah, Shane.
Yeah. Okay, here comes Shane.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, well, too early, so that didn't
What's
work.
Up?
No,
what do you guys
you
do?
Gotta try it. You're too, okay. Way too early, dude.
Podcast, very important.
Too late, Shane.
What?
That's way too long. Yeah.
Okay, play the thing. I'm focused. I'm dialing in.
Podcast, very important.
What's up? What'd you guys do?
That was good.
Ooh. Brevity is a kindness. That was very kind, Shane.
What's up? What'd you guys do?
Yeah.
Okay, now he's copying. Now he's playing a cover of me.
It sounds like Dad waking up in a panic on the couch after falling asleep after opening all the presents on Christmas Day. Yeah. Hey, what'd you guys do? Someone's using a Christmas... Yeah.
Annual dream where he's sleep fighting Santa Claus.
Oh, you mean, I give you a red nose.
All right,
yeah, Jason,
Jack?
Your turn.
Podcast. Yeah.
Both,
important.
Same time.
Same time.
Podcast break over, Shane talk.
Okay, so both of them tied for shortest. They even outshorted.
Wait,
Shane.
Jack, what did you say?
I said podcast very important, the only podcast. And then I realized Jason was talking, so I stopped.
But I thought honestly, we were doing it at the same time.
Yeah, they you complimented were. Each other. I think it was good. Yeah, it was.
And what did you say, Jason?
I said break over Shane. Shane talk.
Very Hemingway. Oh, the saddest wow. story ever told.
Yeah, right.
Shortest.
It's yes, all the information minimalist. That you need, and it's the request.
Yeah,
and then I think Shane should go first because again, it's his. He coined the segment.
And what was that? Breakover.
Breakover. Shane talk. Shane talk.
Yeah, it's like Hemingway's shortest, beautiful story ever told. Baby shoes for sale, worn as much as the worn an appropriate amount.
That's not that sad.
No, it's the opposite. It's a happy version.
Tell me what you did over the break, Shane.
You guys heard of you guys heard of Everything Bagels?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. No.
Well, I just invented something new. It's the diet version of that when you don't want to get too much on your hips after the moment on the lips. It's called the something bagel.
Yeah.
Some okay. of the things on it, it's, you know, pared down a little bit.
That sounds nice.
Not as ostentatious. A bit more adventurous than the nothing bagel.
This is a bagel for the average Joe. This guy isn't some, you know, coastal elite bagel that needs everything. It needs to be everything to everybody. This is just for your normal guys.
Now, Shane, does it still have the hole?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it? It's a bagel.
Okay, I'm out.
Yeah. What, it's not just a fucking bun?
Could be. Why not?
Could have been.
Oh, I invented a new bagel. It's called a slice of bread. Are you fucked?
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Why didn't you do that?
Totally. I'd shake your hand.
I would
and say,
love a slice of bread.
Oh, so is that it in the MoMA sick. Or in the Smithsonian? I'd like to take a look at it. Sounds great.
Yeah, when I'm done with you, you're going to call your fucking MoMA crying.
I should call my MoMA. Actually, I thought MoMA. Of it when you said piece of bread. I was like, I should call my mom.
Why?
That chick doesn't have a hole, man.
What? Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Jack, what'd you do on the break? Let's have you keep talking.
Really?
What did I do over the break? Speaking of holes, I got a job at the fucking Swiss cheese factory, baby.
Like in the Shia LaBeouf movie.
Yeah, what they do is I stand at a conveyor belt and the cheese comes by and I shoot it with I dual wield Uzis and I shoot the cheese.
Yeah, get some.
I say get some, get some.
It comes down the line on little clothespins. Yeah.
I have headphones on, ear defenders, and those cool orange glasses. And I say, get some, and I fire from the hip, and I pump these things full of holes. And at the end of the day, the foreman comes over, gives me a big pat on the shoulder, and says, well done, Mr. Piss.
Is that the cheapest way to make Swiss cheese, or is that more of an artisanal, by hand kind of deal?
It's the most expensive, and it is artisanal. And that's right.
More made by handgun.
That's handgun yeah. made. That's right. Yeah. Correct. So that's what I did. What'd you do, G-Swan?
Oh, I accidentally bought crunchy peanut butter instead of smooth peanut butter. So I've been digging around in the jar, just picking out all the chunks.
All the crunches, and yeah.
Eating those.
They're just
almost got them. Almost got them all.
Wait, eating them or discarding them?
Yeah, I'm not going to throw them out.
Well, you'd think that if
he doesn't want them, but he's going to get through them first.
I don't want them, but I'm not going to waste them.
And I guess the most alpha thing you can do to stuff you don't want is to turn it into poo. That's true.
Yeah, I'm going to shit it out, and I'm going to laugh at it, yeah. And I'm going to flush it down the fucking toilet.
Get some, he says.
Yeah.
Get some.
Cool. That would be highest compliment you can give to a chef. They say, how was everything, monsieur? And you say, so good, it's honestly a shame I will be turning this into poo.
Can't wait to smell this later.
Monsieur, you must get some.
A la mode? Like, this is going in the toilet? A la commode?
Are you sure? A la commode?
And so when they bring it over, I go, oh, that looks... I can't wait to turn it into pew.
Pew.
I can't wait to turn this into pew.
We are strange creatures. What'd you say, Jason?
I told Tiff she got to play the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiff, you're way late on the... Not to tell you what to do. Please put the gun down.
My cheese. Off.
That's so funny, you're so he cool. Turned his cheddar into Swiss.
They Swiss Jason.
But if it only has one hole, it's probably closer to being, you know, like a bird, right? With the old cloaca. Anyways, Connor.
Yeah, Connor, what'd you do?
Did my shift at the Taco Shell factory.
Okay.
It was great. I'm on the conveyor belt. I'm the one who puts the Doritos together to make those cheesy blasted tacos. I glue them together.
Okay. Who's making the mush beforehand?
What mush? What do you mean?
The isn't it made from Dorito mush, or is it crushed up Doritos?
No, we don't crush them. I take them and I painstakingly glue them in a sort of a polygonal fashion, edge to edge. Yeah, it takes a long time.
They've been rendered in GoldenEye on the N64. They're pretty blocky.
Thank you for your service.
I don't like the marketing on that, right? Cheesy blasted taco shells. I assume it's a regular taco shell and they cheesy blasted it. And then you get this fucking Frankenstein thing.
Yeah, honestly, it kind of takes the romance out of it. I've spent all this time thinking of what a cheesy blaster looks like. What does that machine look like? What does that contraption look like?
It's cock. It's cocking. So dude, like just like
don't be crass.
Using it. So we're just, I mean sort of like silicon, you know, like it just, and then I...
Listen, I don't know about you, but my cock's real. It's not silicon.
No, it's like a cheese whiz substance.
Speaking
that
of
we,
cheesy blasters.
That said
it, it is okay, like a cheese whiz substance, but hey, be nice. That's my penis you're talking
okay,
about.
I thought I was doing like a sort of popular mechanics for kids trying to show you guys how it's made, but instead, no, I guess
this
we're just going to make all these
that
jokes.
Talking about silicone cocks is for kids. Unbelievable.
I didn't say that at all. I don't think children should be listening to this show at all, unless their parents are bad, in which case we're not going to be worse.
Mm. Yeah, we will.
If you're abused, you're in the right place.
If you're a kid who's being abused, tell someone who cares. Call a kid's help phone.
Don't say it into a podcast.
Call kid's help phone, for Christ's sake. We can't help you.
Stop texting me. I don't care if you're my son.
That'd be a good PSA for kid's help phone. Tell someone who cares.
Just a dad yeah. Being like, he's like, I don't like the way you treat me, dad. He's like, what the fuck? No. Call kids' help phones. Yeah. Stop
tell
bothering
cares.
Me.
Tell someone who
they
cares.
They love hearing
man.
This shit.
Yeah.
Jason, do you want to do your episode?
Sure, let's do it.
I'd like that too.
Welcome, and that was Podcast Very Important. And if you liked it, here's your review. I liked this show a lot. It was great. So thanks. Bye.
Wow.
I mean, okay. Well,
Podcast Very Important.
Sorry.
New speed run record.
It's pretty good.
That was a great speed run, and also maybe our best review yet.
Yeah, very good.
It was really cohesive. And that's, I think, we can pull it together. We just get one guy doing it.
I feel like I'm the only one who's had a coherent episode. I gotta say.
I don't think I was there for that one.
I must have missed that one.
The monkey one?
I don't know. I trimmed a lot of the fat too, right? I got rid of the whole top 10 number ones important stuff.
Yeah, it was great. Like, he really streamlined it, minimalist.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I vote Jason new host.
No, it's a coup.
Jason, put it down. It's it looks too much like a Hitler coup. Thing you're doing. No, I put my hand up like a kid at the like why? In school. Uh-huh. You're doing a
well, you
you're doing a salute.
You won't be
stop
able to
that.
See it in frame if I put it up.
Okay,
all the way.
I'm putting my hand down because now it looks like I'm doing like the little Hitler salute to yours, and I'm not.
Oh, look, now it's, hold it, keep it there. The your hand back. Kind it looks of, like my hand's connected with your hand.
The right, sunlight's kind mind. Of making it look like I have a Hitler mustache, and my hair isn't doing me any favors either.
Yeah, dude, the sunlight's making it look like I'm wearing an SS uniform. It's just a weird, weird trick of the light.
And you can find all this Nazi imagery on our Patreon.
Oh my God, the sunlight always makes it look like I'm marching. Okay.
Podcast, very important. Podcast, very important.
Podcast, since I have the top 10 important. Number ones.
What was that?
Carter's going to do his episode
that was,
now.
Was that the season one theme song?
Yeah, I was trying to... I put the wrong thing in there.
That was kind of exciting. A fun flashback.
It's a throwback. Yeah.
It's an episode of callbacks. Okay. Well, why don't we do that then?
Huh?
Podcast. Very important.
This is your top 10 number ones for the week, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Here it is.
It is like
okay,
back
so
in the day.
All three of you do not want to do jokes. You're all sick of jokes. Remember at the start of this episode where I was like, guys, we need to do more jokes? All three of you in your episodes are like, what if we cut out all of the jokes?
This is a good
what
callback,
if we
do Shane.
None of that.
This is a good callback.
You're ruining the song, Shane.
I'm going to waterboard myself.
Shane, it's not that we don't like jokes. Sure's up, it's dude. More that it's like, it's more that it's like, at the beginning of a show, the circus, and they're like, tonight you are in for a wild event, a bit of entertainment.
Don't even imagine seeing a clown yet. That'll come in 30 minutes. In 40 minutes, we'll have an elephant. In maybe 3 hours, someone will do a flip.
It's more like we have the magician Shane, and we have...
Oh, he's not doing a trick yet. He's not, no tricks from him
and
yet.
And then Shane comes out on a tricycle doing a big squeaky long circle in the middle of the stage while the other people are waiting in the wings. Number 10. This episode is all throwbacks, no fillers. Don't get it twisted. Number 9. The episode will be chunked like stewed beef. Number 8. It's sad to know that animal testing isn't just giving them a makeover. Number 7.
You're reading this like you're giving us terrible news.
I'm taking it that way too. I'm devastated by this.
All of these are sad.
Yeah.
The first word of the third one was sad, yeah.
Number 7, survival game show, Monkey Makeover.
Mm, fuck. That's horrible.
Oh, God.
Right? This is a tragic episode. Number 6.
Mercy.
We test bullets on hot monkeys all dolled up for the big dance.
Oh,
that's just awful.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Hell yeah, stick it to him.
Why do we do that?
It's terrible. It's actually
get some. Get some.
Number 5. Jack spent a summer in monkey costume getting bullets tested on him.
Oh, I'm so those sorry that happened.
Best days pretty. Of my life. Whoa, yeah.
Number 4. Jack thought he could get away with skipping the episode.
Okay.
But he couldn't. Number 4. Jack couldn't get a single number one out.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
Number 3. Breakover Shane talk.
Classic. Concise.
Number 2. Shane made the something bagel. It still has a hole in it, though, unfortunately.
I think that's a feature.
The top 10 number one thing that you need to know this week is... Jason holds the PVI speedrun record. Yes, King.
Jason, what three letter nickname are you giving yourself as the speedrun holder?
Mm. Oh my God. A S M. Shit, I can't put R.
Amazing Spider-Man? Oh, okay.
What the fuck? Sorry, what was your answer?
ASMR? They'll just have to know what it was.
I mean, wrong, huh? But it sounds good.
Wrong. If you like this podcast, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave the following review. A.
B.
D.
Light.
You made a word across the two. Delight. Delight. Okay, following. A, B, delight.
No, I understand that. It's just more the whole sentence I'm trying to figure out. A, B, delight. Tonight.
And.
Welcome.
What?
And.
Gentlemen.
And.
Hornets.
Wait, what did you say, Jack?
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen and.
Hornets.
Two.
Circus. Night.
Honey.
Live.
From. Big Top.
Beehive.
Circus.
Hair. No.
Okay.
You're.
Fine.
I'm.
Fine.
Two.
Tomorrow. And.
Today.
I'm.
You.
You're.
Me.
Today. If you like this podcast, give us 5 stars and leave the following review.
Fucking
A,
hell.
B, D. Light tonight, and welcome wasps and gentlemen and hornets to Circus Night Honey, live from the Big Top Beehive Circus. Hair? No? Okay, you're fine. I'm fine too. Tomorrow and today, I'm you. You're me today.
More coherent than it felt.
Oh no, the guy at the end of the bar has been talking to me for 10 minutes and I just realized again.
Oh shit. Come see us. We do a live show the first Tuesday of every month at Tall Boys Bar in Tarana, Ontario, Canada.
And we just do the review bit. It's an hour long and we just do the review bit.
And you'd love it.
You love
so
it.
So long. We like write a novel one word at a time and read it all out at the end.
This has been Podcast Very Important. Funny.
Okay.
Podcast.
Where's the podcast?
Podcast. Very important.
Filmed shortly after Y2K erased most child labor laws in Canada, Ding Dong High is known as the action park of kids' television shows. Infamous for accidents and deaths both on and off set, Ding Dong High left many damaged child stars in its wake, two of which are hosting a brand new podcast, Ding Dong Watch Along. Learn the true story of Ding Dong High. Subscribe to Ding Dong Watch Along now.